USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A member of former President Trump's legal team hinted that they would file a motion to ask a federal judge to appoint a special master to oversee documents seized by the FBI at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. They followed through with that act on Monday. All the former president's lawyers argued that a special master is necessary to protect Trump's constitutional rights as he is being investigated for violating federal laws by removing classified documents from the White House to his mansion. The suspect in a triple shooting in Midtown Atlanta was taken into custody at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Police say that the suspect targeted all three victims, two whom are dead and one who is in the hospital. Investigators say they have also recovered what they believe is the weapon involved. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed lower on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is stepping down in December to pursue the next chapter of his career. The 81-year-old, who is the nation's top infectious disease expert, served under seven presidents as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He will also step away as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci has been a regular presence in the media since the beginning of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, but became a foe to many Republicans as he pushed for strict measures to mitigate the spread of the virus. Fauci hinted that he would step down before the end of Biden's first term. Pfizer has asked federal regulators to authorize a new COVID-19 vaccine that adds protection from newer Omicron variants. Pfizer and BioNTech is hoping to offer the booster shot to people aged 12 and older. Shots could begin in a matter of weeks as the FDA approves. Moderna is expected to file a similar application soon. Online at usaradio.com, you are listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The Justice Department is now investigating a viral video that shows law enforcement officers in Arkansas holding down and beating a man Sunday morning. The officers, including two sheriff's deputies, have been identified along with the suspect they had in custody.
Three Arkansas police officers are suspended after a video went viral showing them beating a suspect outside a convenience store in Mulberry near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson confirming he spoke with the Crawford County Sheriff Jimmy DeMonte about the incident.
I thought his comment that they hold the officers to a high standard, immediate action was taken, and that was important for the public to see that in this case.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The largest economic development project in the Buckeye State has a big challenge, finding 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople. The project is a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, that will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. Before we even get that far, the 1,000-acre site must be leveled, and the factory still has to be built. An 81-year-old Danish woman was arrested at a Warsaw, Poland airport. She was suspected of holding heroin worth more than $500,000. Authorities became suspicious of her itinerary and her uneasy behavior. 11 pounds of heroin were discovered under a false suitcase bottom. I'm Kenneth Burns.